By now, we've all heard that the government is positioning the business process outsourcing BPO industry as one which will become a major contributor to economic growth and development in the medium to long term. In fact, a five-year development plan was crafted to ensure the industry achieves its full potential. And on today's edition of Going for Growth, we hear a few of the steps being taken to entrench BPO in Jamaica. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned.
Over a million people are employed in this business in the Philippines and over a million in India. So these are the two market leaders internationally. So what Jamaica is employing is a real drop in the bucket. It's insignificant internationally. So the room to grow, the upside potential is vast. If we play our cards right, we could be employing all the school leavers from Jamaica in the BPO industry.
President of JAMPRO, Diane Edwards. For those who don't know, business process outsourcing is the contracting of third parties to conduct non-core elements of a company's operations. For example, a company that builds cars may contract another company to handle its accounting needs, allowing it to focus fully on its core business of car manufacturing. Jamaica, over the past 3 years, has been positioning itself as an ideal destination for international companies to establish BPO operations. Most Jamaicans are probably familiar with business process outsourcing through call center operations, but the industry has much more to offer.
There is a big misunderstanding in the industry that BPO equals call center. The kinds of work we are doing right now in Jamaica through our 40 companies established in this industry include applications like Netflix, applications like Amazon. We are doing applications like tech support.
The goal is to create a portfolio of BPO operations with varying levels of expertise being offered to make the country more attractive to potential investors. To this end, plans are underway to create training courses for interested students.
We have partnered with HART and with universities to develop dedicated courses for BPO to train people in what BPO is about and to tailor make training to the needs of companies that are starting in this area.
Currently, there are 40 businesses carrying out BPO operations in Jamaica, and there are plans to expand the facilities available to potential investors. Incubators are also being introduced to help accelerate the speed at which companies can establish operations in Jamaica.
We have an incubator in the Free Zone in Montego Bay, and that is critical because this is a very fast-moving industry. So people want to set up in 3 to 6 weeks, and we can set them up very quickly in that incubator. And another incubator is being planned for Kingston, so that will allow quick startup.
Work will begin on the Nagoya Tech Park, and that is in Portmore. That the first 120 square feet of space will be developed. We have interest, clients' interest already in the park. It's ultimately a 750,000 square foot park. We are doing the first 120, and my hope and expectation is before we finish that 120, we probably have to continue to the 750 given the level of demand.
Industry Minister Anthony Hilton, and before him, President of JAMPRO, Diane Edwards. In the midst of the preparations to ensure that the country is ready to facilitate BPO operators, steps are being taken to make sure the international community is aware of Jamaica's BPO capacity. JAMPRO has employed an international broker to market the country's business process outsourcing industry and increase international demand for its services.
We are not the household name in BPO that we need to be, but with the help of someone who is going to be a dedicated resource, literally going around knocking on doors and making presentations on behalf of Jamaica and going to trade shows, conferences, speaking engagements, this is going to ramp up the awareness of Jamaica in the international market, and that will really help to change the picture.
There are approximately 19,000 persons employed in the BPO sector. The national goal is to achieve 32,000 BPO jobs by the year 2030. And based on all indications, the country is on track to make this a reality. That's it for today's program. Thanks for staying tuned. We invite you to tune in next week for another edition of Going for Growth.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.